This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Relax for a second. What have I said that is not truthful? Bill Belichick's the head coach of the University of North Carolina. He was the head coach of New England Patriots. That's sports.
You're an idiot.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Another satisfied customer or caller here at WEEI Afternoons.
You're tough to debate with.
Yeah, the break turned into, like, take shots at Andy and his argumentative style. And
All I said is you're tough to debate with.
Somebody else, who maybe Ted Johnson, said I'm a gaslighter.
Yeah. You come back with things that, you know, you ask questions so forcefully that really don't make sense to the discussion at hand. But you pause, you're not, wait, what's he mean? What?
He tries to make it seem like you're the crazy one.
Yeah.
Which, hey, ironically enough.
You and I have had a history with people that are.
Ironically enough, the definition, the verb, manipulate someone using psychological methods into questioning their own sanity or powers of reasoning. Andy Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
That's gaslighting?
That's gaslighting.
There you go, that's gaslighting.
That's our
guy. There you go, you're a gaslighter.
Welcome back.
I just play to win the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever be in a snowball fight and you throw one up in the air so the person looks up in the air and then you throw a line drive right at their face?
Oh, you're a dirty, dirty guy, dude.
What's the second part? Snowball fight. If I'm looking to win it, I'm looking to win it.
Yeah. So every debate, every topic is basically like blood sport for you.
Yeah, it's kinda.
There's a winner and there's a loser in every debate.
When I met Andy's wonderful wife at the WEEI Christmas party, which was awesome, she told me that even when his kids were young, tic-tac-toe, check, none of it, he would let them win.
Right.
None of it.
You play to win the game. Yeah. And then, okay, let's finish the story then. So then the first time my son beat me at horse, you would have thought he won the Super Bowl MVP award, Bowl. He's running around.
I wonder where that came from.
I put value in victory.
Yeah, right.
And when you actually beat me, it means more.
In games that really have no purpose or meaning in life.
Everything has a purpose in life. We're building winners around here on WEEI Afternoons. But the Boston Globe, Ben Volen, I think put together an interesting list where he paired up the combo that is most important in the NFL. Do we agree on that? Coach and quarterback most important to success?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Without question.
So this is a good idea. If you have a good quarterback coach combo, you should have a good team. And to prove that, his number one is obviously Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I don't think we need to talk about that. I think that just
can I just make a quick comment on that?
We got to talk about it. Yes, Ted Johnson.
You know that offense isn't as good as even close to being as good as it used to be.
Nope.
They're one of the worst teams in yards downfield.
Yes,
it is the quintessential dink and dunk offense.
Yep.
So that offense needs some help, man.
They also win.
But they went, no, so it's hard to dispute. They're the best combo.
So Ben Volen's number two ranking on the coach quarterback combo list is Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh.
That's a weird one to me.
Oh.
Well, just because you got a dynamic quarterback with a former special teams coach who's just the head coach of what I think is an overall just a good team, good defense, good balanced offense. But I don't think John Harbaugh enhances Lamar Jackson.
So you don't love John Harbaugh. You don't put him on a pedestal as an NFL head coach.
I think he's one of the better head coaches. I do.
Because I have issues with him. Now, he famously is the guy Tom Brady told study your rule book when he had the formationing and all that. And he also is a guy, a couple of years ago, I didn't like it. He was asking Mark Andrews, in I believe it was a playoff game with the game on the line, do you want to go for two or kick it?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, aren't you the head coach who's paid to literally make those decisions?
Oh, they had like a mic'd up thing?
Yeah, and it was, or maybe they just caught him lip reading, whatever. He was asking Mark Andrews, so it was a tie or go for the win situation.
Yeah.
Right, we just scored a touchdown.
Right.
I didn't love that. Like, I want a coach who takes the team by the reins and says, I'm the leader. This is what we're going to do. And so I have issues with John Harbaugh. He's had a great run. He has had a long run of success in Baltimore. They're a good organization.
He's run its course.
So I just, I don't know if he is the total reason why, or if it's more like you said, organizational. Ozzie Newsome laid a foundation over the years.
Yeah.
Different, whatever.
Well, it is odd too that those are. Well, Lamar Jackson's been to a Super Bowl, right? He's never won.
No. John Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. Lamar's never been.
Even won. Yep.
So three on the list. Both guys have won the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl together. Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. Those are the third best coach QB combo. Do we agree with that? Anybody have issues?
I don't.
Okay. I think this is where we start to have issues or maybe at least have debate, because four is the reigning Super Bowl champions. It's Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, an overrated quarterback.
Yep, and an overrated coach.
I think Nick Sirianni is not a very good coach, and yet he's been to the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah.
He just won the Super Bowl. You know what I think he has? The best roster in football.
Absolutely, and so does Jalen Hurts. If this was quarterback and offensive coordinator, then I think we're talking about the Eagles near the top, if not at the top. But coach, head coach and quarterback, I wouldn't necessarily
agree
with.
And Nick Sirianni is abrasive. Like, we've all seen, like, was it Kansas City where he was screaming at the fans?
Yeah, flipping them off.
Yeah, he gets into it.
But things I've read, because I kind of find Nick Sirianni fascinating. Like, how does this guy work? How's he successful? Players like work playing with him.
So most do. I've wondered over the last year plus whether the other guy on this list loves it. There's always a weirdness to his relationship with Jalen Hurts.
Yep. I think Jalen Hurts is weird, though, too. I think there's something off with him, man.
You're right. I kind of agree with you on that.
He's also perfect for Philly. I think Nick Sirianni, of all the markets in football, is kind of a perfect personality for fans and just the general atmosphere in Philly, where if he was pulling the same thing in Green Bay, I don't know if it would have the same impact.
He would throw snowballs at Santa Claus just like those fans.
100%.
Fifth on the list is Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. How do we feel about that? So we're in the top five. We're saying the top five best combos in the NFL. And Dan Campbell, a guy a lot of people used to like to mock, now suddenly is among the top five coaches in football here. We okay with that?
I don't mind. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, man. I think Dan's brought out the best in Jared. I think he's nurtured him, and I think he's coached him in a way that Jared's become just a very, very, you know, he's become a good quarterback there in Detroit.
I also think that's a team that is really talented. They're really talented football team, and they've married up. And he also has a challenge this year. If he's as good as this list would say he is, then you won't miss Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. I think they're going to miss Ben Johnson.
I think they're going to miss him.
I think when you lose both coordinators, that puts a lot of pressure on
Ben Johnson. Aaron, I love you, but I don't know if he's. I mean, he used to have defenses that were putrid there. Aaron Glenn, sorry, in Detroit, he did.
Number six on the list, Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott's a guy I struggle with. I don't think he's a great coach.
No.
And I actually thought he was just a downright bad coach for a while. Like, that game that he lost in the wind to Bill Belichick and Mac Jones, I didn't care for. I didn't think that was a good night for him. But then you look at it and you're like, he goes to the playoffs consistently. He turned Josh Allen into a playoff quarterback pretty quickly.
Did he? Did he?
Well, I mean, Brian Daboll did, but he was the head coach. I mean, he's the leader. He's at the top of the organizational depth chart.
Right. Yeah, Belichick, so Brady. Yeah.
He gets some credit for it.
Yeah.
To me, the drop-off in coaches is pretty fascinating here. Like, quarterbacks, I think all the quarterbacks are pretty good. Like, Allen could be higher, whatever.
But it's also the weirdness of it, too. It's Josh Allen with a Sean McDermott, who's a defensive guy.
Yes.
It's Dan Campbell, who's an offensive guy, but more of a kind of just a, you know, meathead offensive line guy. You know,
that's tremendous that Ted Johnson just called Dan Campbell a meathead.
Lamar Jackson with a special teams coach. They used to pair great quarterbacks with great offensive minds as head coaches.
Yes.
Now it's these head coaches that hire great offensive coordinators to work with these quarterbacks. And so the head coach quarterback combo, in today's world of offense, it doesn't, to me, make as much sense as it used to.
We're in kind of a weird gap where there aren't a ton of established offensive mind head coaches. There's a bunch of young offensive coaches in the league right now. Ben Johnson, Mike McDaniel, among the younger kind of up and coming new way of thinking offensive coordinator. But there aren't a ton that are established, been around for a while, and you kind of see some of those younger names a bit further down on the list.
Yeah, go ahead. There's one on here in the top 10 that I'm kind of just like,
what do you hate?
Like number 9, Bo Nix and Sean Payton.
Crazy.
Okay. I get it, dude. The kid, 29 touchdowns versus 12. Would you rather have Drake May or Bo Nix?
I would rather have Drake May.
It's not even close for me.
But the question is, and this is where Ben has the loophole, is that a good pairing? Because Sean Payton, pre-draft, everybody said Bo Nix might really fit
it
with
is a
Sean
good
Payton.
It is a good pairing.
You know what I mean? And like, it's a little
but
bit
But you
of
know
that.
What I mean, too, though.
See, separate those two, and I don't think much of them. But when you brought them together, it kind of worked for them last year.
Yeah.
And I do think it's interesting, though, you have Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. Two of the top 9 on this list are rookie quarterbacks who spent 1 year with their head coach. Yeah. They haven't had a chance to become divas, butt heads, have argue. You know what I mean? They led pretty good rookie seasons.
Well, Bo Nix and Sean Payton butt heads, but yeah.
A little bit, but I'm just saying, like, long term, like, that's going to happen more and more. Like, those two powers, even Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, like, what's their relationship? Mm-hmm. We've talked about that in recent years. I think the Chargers with Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh feels a little low to me because I think Jim Harbaugh is a good coach. You just look at everywhere he's gone. He's had success. He's been able to build teams a certain way.
They kicked the Pats ass last year.
And, that was something Justin Herbert couldn't do without
I did not see
him.
That game coming.
Right. And he made Justin Herbert kick the Patriots' ass the way they hadn't been able to do with Justin Herbert previously. Yeah. So I think that's an interesting pairing. And then finishing out the top 10, before we get to the Patriots, Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan.
Kind of like a Bo Nix, Sean Payton thing.
Yeah, together they work better.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I mean, what's Brock Purdy without Kyle Shanahan?
And I also think if I'm Kyle Shanahan and I read that, I'm like, if people thought more of Brock Purdy, we'd be higher on this damn list, but everybody thinks he's Mr. Irrelevant, last pit, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I'd rather take a couple of the 11, 12, 13 maybe over them at this stage.
You mean like Joe
are.
Burrow and Zach Taylor at 11?
Yeah.
Even though I don't love Zach Taylor and you can't start every year with a bad September, that tends to fall on the coach. It's a little reverse Alex Cora there. The Red Sox always fade late in the year, and the Bengals always suck to start the season. At some point, you got to blame that on the coach.
I just don't get why the Bills, why Josh Allen and Sean McDermott are 6 and those two are at 11 despite having very similar AFC year-over-year results.
Okay.
That's what I was confused
about. Ben Volen's brain. All right, so we'll keep scrolling down. And how long do I scroll? Oh, 19. Drake May and Mike Vrabel. How do we feel about Drake May and Mike Vrabel? And while you answer that question, Ted Johnson, I'm going to get the poll ready because this was the impetus for my poll today.
Okay. I'm sorry. Coldplay last night. I'm a little off, but I think it's a little bit low when you consider. I don't know. Vrabel's an established, successful coach. I mean, he's got a winning record in this league.
Yes,
and I think Drake May is a special player. And you have a guy in J.J. McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell. J.J. McCarthy's never even played, and you got him, you know, 5 spots ahead of Drake May. So I don't feel good about that. I think they should be a little bit higher, to be honest with you.
So. J.J. McCarthy, to me, is being carried by, because I made this assertion last year when it was the Sam.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin? Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But just in terms of O'Connell and McCarthy, I think it's weird to rank a guy who's never played. Like, that's hard to do. Like, it's almost like they should be at the bottom of the list and said, like, TBD or something. But Kevin O'Connell was so good with Sam Darnold last year that I was like, maybe we just need to realize Kevin O'Connell's a really good offensive coach. And remember he had that mic'd up thing where he he planned out exactly what Sam Darnold was. He was like, it was late in a game, and he's like, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to walk to the huddle. You're going to step in the huddle. You're going to say this. You're going to do this. You're going to act like this. You're going to bring this. And it was like, wow, he is really like molding Sam Darnold to be the leader and winner for that team.
They took probably a top five coach, if we're talking about offensive coaches, and a bottom 10 quarterback in terms of having no resume. And it kind of seems like they tried to meet him in the middle, but 14's high. 14 is high for the Patriots being at 19, and also not for nothing, the Bears being at 24, being in a very similar situation, but with a better offensive mind as a head coach.
That's a good point.
I was really surprised to see the big jump between those two.
How are the Bears not in front of the Patriots?
Well,
as good of an established offensive coordinator, now head coach, and Ben Johnson.
But he's never been a head coach. And your guy, Mike Vrabel, as you said, has a winning record. Yep. He's been to the playoffs. He's led an organization. Even though he got fired. He got fired at the end of his tenure in Tennessee. He's proven he can be an NFL head coach. Ben Johnson hasn't. And Ben Johnson is almost like, you know, being held back by Josh McDaniels, who'd been proven to be a very good offensive coordinator, and then he goes and becomes a head coach, and he fails.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I'm just assuming he's going to be a great offensive coordinator slash head coach for that quarterback.
But you can't do it with Josh. You know, I remember when Robert Saleh got the Jets job, and everybody's like, their coach is like, obviously they took the step in the right direction with Robert Saleh. And you're like, how do you know it's obvious? He's a good coordinator. We'll see if he's a good coach. There's been a lot of good coordinators that fall on their faces as head coaches. And why that happens, no idea.
Can I get a quick question? What do you guys think? If you take the 20th ranked team right here, you got the Dolphins at the 20th. So Tua and Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
If you take the Mike McDaniel and Tua and take away Sirianni and Hurts from the Eagles and put those two guys in, do the Eagles still win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I think they do.
I think the Eagles –
I see Tua and Hurts are kind of similar to me stylistically. RPOs.
Yeah.
A lot of the slant stuff.
Which is a way of saying they're not over the top impressive.
No, yeah. they're system quarterbacks.
Right. But I think you could do a lot of that with the Eagles. I think if you said, I'll put this head coach and this quarterback on the Eagles, would they win?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, and
that
I mean,
that shows you how dominant that roster is.
It's unbelievable. And it's what San Francisco was like 2 years ago when they were all healthy. And you're like, wow, that's just a really good roster in San Francisco. And that's why everybody downplayed Purdy to some degree. It's like, oh, well, you kind of have a great, you give the ball to Christian McCaffrey, just like Jalen Hurts gives the ball to Barkley.
And it's pejorative, you know, it's taking away from the fact that they are able to excel when given that specific setup. But I mean, we spent a couple days ago arguing back and forth on Jalen Hurts, and it's just nice to hear you call him a system quarterback for once.
So the bottom of the list also
right on by it.
I'm on track. Okay. The bottom of the list also entertains me. Do you guys care to guess, or have you already looked at the bottom of the head coach quarterback combo list? I think they nailed this one. 32.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints. Yeah. Tyler Shugg. I think that's how you say it, right? I just don't want to say Shug with S-H-O-U-G-H, but I think it's Shug. Shug Knight down there in New Orleans, and Kellen Moore. I think that is a terrible pairing. The interesting one right above it, 31, the Browns, with Joe Flacco and Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski, in recent years, twice has been NFL Coach of the Year.
He can coach.
Yeah.
And, I'm surprised by that.
I actually don't know if he can coach, but he's been coach of the year, so I can't. I mean, that's the resume. It speaks for itself.
I mean, look at what he's been given. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I just hold one Patriots game against him. A couple years ago at Gillette, they drove the ball right down their throats, running the ball against the Patriots. The next drive, he comes out, and he goes five wide with Baker Mayfield in the gun, slinging it. And what does Baker do? Throws a pick, and it snowballs, and he loses. And I'm like, if you had just thought, was the run too easy? You got to be super creative, outthink everybody, Kevin Stefanski. And then the 30th team on the list, you just brought his name up and you said you have his doubts about how much he'll be missed or what he is. Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields with the New York Jets, 30th. So, Patriots fans, you're 11 spots ahead of the rivals down in New York, so you got to feel good about that.
And you have the second best coach quarterback duo in the AFC East of all teams.
And that's funny because Tua's making a boatload of money in Miami.
Yes, he is.
And at one point, everybody thought, oh, he throws the most catchable ball in football, and he's got those weapons, and he's perfect for those receivers, catch and run. The bloom is off him, and the bloom is definitely off Mike McDaniel.
Big time.
Mike McDaniel was seen as like just a peg below Sean McVay and Andy Reid. Like, he was this genius And now,
and some of those game plans against the Patriots, though, would highlight that. I thought there were some great, just like little short motions they did. They were doing things that had Bill confounded. And I thought he was the next kind of big thing, but he's cooled off the last couple of years.
Well, perception is such a funny thing where we have no idea if Drake May and Mike Vrabel are going to win together, but it's almost a foregone conclusion in football right now that Tua and Mike McDaniel are not going to win together. They're going to get into January. They're going to play somewhere cold in the middle of January, yeah, and boom, they're gone, regardless of their regular season.
But Ted's right. You put Tua on the Eagles, and he's a winner.
Yeah.
Like he was at Alabama, like these guys. Mac Jones was at Alabama. Surround that kind of quarterback with great talent and good coaching, they're capable of getting the job done. It's just the question is, are they actually capable of putting you on their shoulders and saying, let's go win a game right now?
So let me ask both of you guys a question on this. Where do you need to see Vrabel and May on this list in a year's time?
Oh, good question.
Where should they be? Top blank in the league.
Top 12.
Top 12.
Top 12.
Okay.
That's, you're talking seven slots up. I don't think that's too much to ask for with the improved talent, with the, I think, improved coaching that they have. This coaching staff is light years ahead of the coaching staff they had last year. And I think the roster is much improved. So I don't think it's unreasonable to ask them to move up seven slots.
So I think you need to be in the top 10. There's a couple people in the top 10 that I think are...
You're expecting them to be in the top 10?
Yeah, within a year or two, right. The combination. And like Bo Nix, Sean Payton, I expect you to be better than them.
Okay.
I just do. Bo Nix, I'm not a believer, sorry. And Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn, I think they're going to take a step back. I think they are very... gettable, whatever you want to call it for this list. So, but I think that's the question, is not where they are, because it's a guy who hasn't played a lot of football in Drake May, and it's a coach who just got here. So the pairing is a new pairing. What I actually asked for the Twitter poll today before we go to trending is at Jumbo Hart on Twitter, at WEEI Afternoons, who has the better chance to be among the top five in the NFL in their role in the next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2 years for the Patriots in the top five, Mike Vrabel or Drake May, who has a better chance to be top five within the next 2 years in the National?
In the next 2 years,
yep.
I'm gonna say Drake May.
Ooh, so you would be with the minority. 34% voted Drake May could be a top five, or is more likely to be a top five quarterback in the next couple years. 66% said Mike Vrabel.
You know why? Look, if May is successful, then Vrabel is successful. So,
yep.
Think about it a little bit longer, it could be flipped, because if Drake is successful, that means Mike's winning games, and so Mike should get the majority of the credit.
I also think the field matters a lot in this comparison, because we had this discussion. You go Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Jackson. There's kind of only one spot available in the top five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we've kind of accepted those four are always in the top five. I don't think there's as many coaches that have nailed themselves. It's like Andy Reid, And then, well, who won the Super Bowl this year? That guy should probably be in there. Like, did Sean McVay retire yet, or is he still in the league? There's more room in there for a coach to slide in. I think it's Vrabel.
And there's also such a low bar for him to be doing what is considered to be a very good job in New England as head coach. Given what has been inherited in the two coaches prior, the league is going to look at Vrabel coming in and turning it around and this defensive first, hard-nosed kind of team going, look at the job. Look at what he's doing. They're playing Vrabel football right now, so I'd go him.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, I'm going to tell you a little nugget I heard about something Mike Vrabel did down in Foxborough that I love. I think it was something that was the worst aspect of the Gerard Mayo era or error, and it is now over, thankfully, down there. And we're also going to talk about Nick Sirianni responding to Dan Ball. Dan Ball does not think Jalen Hurts is very good. Dan Ball thinks Jalen Hurts is just riding coattails to Super Bowl titles.
Absolutely.
Well, Nick Sirianni has some words for you, Dan Ball. Those are next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball prepares for his Nick Sirianni beating by giving us what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yeah, I quake in my boots as I tell you, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. For just the second time in the last 12 matchups, the National League beat the American League in the 2025 All-Star Game in Major League Baseball. With the score tied at 6 after 9 innings, the NL bested the AL in the first ever home run swing-off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber hit 3 home runs on 3 swings to clinch the win for the NL. The Red Sox return to action on Friday afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of game one is at 2:20. Boston has the third hardest remaining strength of schedule in Major League Baseball. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The Bruins' full schedule was released earlier today. Among the highlights, the Bruins open on the road on Wednesday, October 8th against the Capitals. Their home opener is the following night against the Blackhawks, and Brad Marchand returns to TD Garden on Tuesday, October 21st. The Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun 85-77 last night at TD Garden. Caitlin Clark had 14 points and was a plus 21 in 28 minutes of game action. And finally, the 2025 Open Championship begins tomorrow at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm currently have the best odds to win the Claret Jug. You've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier, their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new Bourbon Onion Burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.